Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, and I hope you have, I hope everything's going well for you today. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. My Facebook people, I think we're going to have to do some switching around here, and we're going to kind of change some things up for Facebook. Number to call 515-602-9653. We're going to be talking a little bit about the community versus police and what they are actually doing and how we are going to make sure that what we're doing with the police is going to work. There's some things that we need to do. We need to do a little bit different. So I really want you guys to pay attention to that, because it's very important with whatever we are doing, and we need to understand that it's a very important time right now. And all of the things that's been going on in the past couple of weeks, we need to learn how to make those things turn into something that is positive. And I don't know if what's been happening is working, but we need to change some of the things that that's been going on right now. We need to talk about those things. Number to call, 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming show on July the 30th. That is this Saturday. That is at the Little Theater of Gastonia. You guys do not want to miss the show with Drelay and The Gift. It is a very, very, very good thing that's getting ready to happen in the area. One of many. And I'm hoping that you guys can really support it the way it should be supported here in the area, being that they are from the area. I've never understood why the support is not there when it's from that area. So we need to change how we are doing things right now. I don't understand it myself, but we need to change how we're doing things. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, I promise you, is going to be a great show, and I'm hoping to hear from some of you, because it is a very important topic, something that we need to be talking about. Okay, 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the Day with Jay.
Y'all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools
tools I need to use forever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound my lyrics. I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna fake and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a little.
Just trying to free my mind and die away. you. Peace of mind is a virtue. Walk with me, I never will hurt you. I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Escape the wounds of the world. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit, get up, dodge again and again and again.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a minute, but I wanted to tell you guys real quick that Saturday, July 30th, doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. The show starts at 7 at the Little Theater at Gastonia in Gastonia, North Carolina. It is the first performance of The Gift and Dre Lay. And I promise you, you guys will love, love, love what's going on. Hopefully, I will be able to do a shop talk with them, and you guys will get a little piece of what you're going to get at the show on Saturday night. So go get your tickets. Click on the link that is on James J. Radio's Facebook page or Live in a Day with Jay Radio Facebook page or Shop Talk Facebook page. There is a link. Please click on it. The tickets are only $8 to $10, guys. There is no reason that these two individuals should not look up and see a packed house of people that is familiar to them, that they see all the time in the community. There's no reason that they should not look up and see a packed house of support in their community for what's going on this Saturday night. Go get your tickets, guys. I can't stress to you how important that is. Look, I don't have alcohol. I'm sorry. This is not one of those events. I don't have alcohol, but what you will get is some very good, clean entertainment. Sit back and you can relax, hear some good music from a phenomenal young kid that is getting ready to do some big things. And I promise you that these things are going to really, truly transcend what's going on in the community. So please, 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 continue to support and go see what's going on Saturday night. Come out, have a good time. I know there's more events going on this weekend. Then after that, you can go hang out at the other events that's going on. But support this kid. Support this kid. Support this young man. They are very, very, very talented. And I promise you that this is definitely not the last. This is the beginning of something really good that you're going to hear from them. But all I ask is that they see your faces. They see your faces sitting in those seats. This should be a packed house. And I'm going to leave that there. But go get your tickets, all right? Number to call is 515-602-9653. Now, we talked a little bit earlier this year. You know, I do shows a lot when it comes to the police or local law enforcement and the community, the the communication. Something's off, y'all. Something's off, and we are going to have to figure out what's going on, how we're going to get it better, how we're going to move forward, and how we're going to stop running, thinking we're moving forward, but we're just moving backwards. Some of us moving sideways. First of all, I like to say that my heart goes out to the young man that lost his life in the incident in Gastonia over a few days or a week ago, something like that, and for any law enforcement that was hurt during that time. What you're not going to get from me, let's be clear. What you're not going to get is I'm not going to be anti one side, pro one side. I am trying to give you the platform to be able to discuss these things. We need to come up with solutions. We got to come up with solutions, y'all, because all of this that's going on right now in the Gastonia area, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because there's no solutions being presented. We got to have solutions. And I know when we are angry, we want everything to change right then and there. It doesn't happen like that sometimes, y'all. We have to have some solutions. We can be angry. That's your God-given right to be angry. Your God-given right to be angry, happy, mad, glad, sad. But on the flip side of that, if you don't want to feel that way anymore, what are some solutions? Go to the phone lines. Let's see exactly if we got some people that, you know, got some solutions out there. All right. Caller, welcome.
What's going on, Jake?
What's happening?
It's your boy Sax Life, man. I just want to call and tell everybody to buy those tickets and support Drele and the gift.
What's happening, Sax? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just want to tell everybody go out and support Drele and the gift. Those are two talented guys, and they're going to give y'all a show you'll never forget.
Sax, I really appreciate that because right now, Gastonia needs some healing, man. Gastonia needs some healing.
Yeah,
Gastonia needs some good times, some memories, some new beginnings, and I think that this show is going to bring that.
Well, I can see that it's a lot going on in the gas house. I'm praying my prayers to the family of the young man. Gastonia needs a hug. They need to show a lot more love to each other. You know,
I agree.
And I see a lot of Facebook posts with negativity, but this day and time, we got to show more positivity to each other. That's what I'm saying. Gastonia, go support the gift and go support Drele. These guys are very talented. I remember when I first saw Kadir and when he played, I said, man, he was a gift from God because he's talented. And Drele, I've been dealing with him for years, and he is a hidden treasure. So, Gastonia, y'all go support these guys Saturday. If you're not, you're gonna wish you did.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. What's going on with you while I got you on here? What's going on with you?
Man, just working on some music, showcasing my talent. I'm in the studio, doing a lot on TikTok, staying busy, man. The idle hands of the devil's workshop. So I just stay busy. You know, that's what I do this day and time. And I just want to help and support people. And, you know, it's time out, man. We gotta be our brother's keeper this day and time.
That's definitely 100. We gotta make sure that we start doing our part and doing our part with taking care of one another, supporting one another, and just, you know, just coming up with some real solutions to some problems that's going on in our area. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, but I appreciate that, man. And I know they appreciate that. And, you got to get down here to see, these guys perform because it's going to be a magnificent performance. But you know that, cause you know the caliber of artists they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say this, and, you know, people can take it what they want. The gift alone should have a packed house. Now, you add Relay to the mix, that's like gumbo. It's a lot of spices, a lot of flavor. So, yeah. I mean, it's time for people to think outside the box. It's time for people to open their mind to new music, and this is the venue to do it. These guys, they music. That's what they are. They simply music. I mean, he's 16 or 17 now.
He just turned 17.
And if you close your eyes, you hear B.B. King with a mix of Prince and a little mix of Hendrix. So, I mean, come on, people. Don't sleep on this young man.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I appreciate those words, man. Those words are very much appreciated and very much accepted and needed right now. Because, like I say, you know, sometimes we get caught up in other things and we let those gems pass us by. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Gastonia has a habit of not wanting to support the right things. And we got to turn that around. We got to show people that we can support our own. Because that's the word that people think we can't support our own homegrown right in the community. That's the word. And we need to change that word. And, you know, I think we've done a good job thus far of showing that we support what's going on in our area with our people. And we need to continue to do that.
So well, much love to you guys, man. Much love to you guys, Jay. And I'll send you a donation for one of the tickets. I actually have a venue going on up here. I also have some bereavement in my family. So my heart will be there, and I will send a contribution for a ticket.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. My prayers and condolences out to you and your family, man. Appreciate it.
All right, fam. Take care.
All right. Y'all, that was Sax Life you just heard. But anyhow, we definitely need to look at what's going on in our community. There's a lot of you I know that have your feelings about local law enforcement. And I have some really good friends that are police officers. Not every law enforcement is a bad person, y'all. We got to stop thinking that. Not every last one of them are bad. Now, there's some out there that are off the sticks. I'm going to tell you that right now. But not all of them are bad. Not all of them are bad, y'all. Just like the perfect example. We are at, there's a crowd of black people, okay? There's a crowd of black people at the ballpark. We playing ball. And one decides they want to start fighting. And then there's a melee of people fighting. And after the dust settles, do you want to be known as a people who's aggressive and fight and kill and steal and all of that just because of one person? No, you don't, because that don't define us. We are a great people. We are a great people. We are a tired people. Now, I'm going to say that. We are a tired people. We're not going to continue to let outside influences oppress the communities. So with that being said, if we don't like for one person to dictate how everyone feels about the black man and woman in America, then we can't take one or two bad law enforcement and think that all of them are like that. They're not. They're not. I know some of you, that's not what you want to hear right now, but let's think on a higher level. Let's think on a higher level. Let's start to really say, what are we going to do to change what's affecting our community? And I tell you guys all the time, some of those things that affect change, if you think there are bad law enforcement, bad politicians, whatever, bad school board members, teachers, whatever. If you think that some of these people are bad, you have all the power by going and exercising your right to vote. If you don't like how certain people are running the community, put people in that you feel has your agenda. Stop going and voting for people and giving them power that do not have your agenda. I mean, it's that plain and simple. I think there are some great people right now that are doing some things in leadership, but they go unheard of and they go unappreciated. And we all know politicians are going to be politicians. We know that. But some of them are truly not just politicians. Some of them are truly people who are trying to help the community. But it's going to take all of us, y'all. Our community has to strive off of communication. We got to be able to communicate. If there's something that's going on in our community, for instance, if there's law enforcement coming in that's doing something they shouldn't be doing, we need to speak out. We need to speak out against it. We don't need to go tear up nothing. That's not how you successfully evoke change. You evoke change with bringing forth ideas that stop what has brought about your feelings of anger, hurt, grief, applying them to every inch of your community and your life. That's what change is. Change has to happen with solutions. That's the only way, y'all. We can hoop, holler, and get mad and cuss and fuss all day long. But until we have someone or some people that want to bring about some change, it's going to get stagnant. So we have to be able to bring about some change. We have to be able to say, look, this is a problem, but this is how we want it fixed. And then on the flip side of that, our local law enforcement, you guys got to speak to the community. You're going to have to communicate with the community. You're going to have to talk to the community. You're going to have to make the community feel like they can talk to you. People are not going to talk into closed ears. People want to be heard. People want to make sure that what they say is bothering them is being heard. I told y'all before, situations and peoples are either lessons or blessings. We have to be able to distinguish what those lessons are. And if those lessons require us to get out and move our feet and make sure that the change we want is the change that we're showing, then that's what we have to do. I didn't really want to get this deep into this, but you get tired of seeing people hurt. You get tired of seeing people being accused. You get tired of seeing people not knowing how to communicate with one another. That's sad, y'all. That's sad we can't communicate. And then while all of this is happening, we got people outside of our communities shaking their heads, saying to themselves, will they ever get it? Now, there's some communities outside of us that's just buck wild, and they are not doing nothing that's going to be successful. They ain't coming up with solutions. They ain't talking. They ain't doing nothing. It's just a three-ring circus every day. There's some communities that's going through that. Gastonia is not one of those communities, y'all. We're not a three-ring circus yet. But there is a huge need for communication. Now, we got all these community leaders. We got all these people who run around here saying that they are going to do this, that, and the other for the community. Where are these people at now? Why haven't these people come forth and said, look, this is what we need to be doing. I want to set up this or where we can talk, where we can communicate with each other, where we can start to heal some of the wounds that we are dealing with right now. We need mediators. We don't need TV personalities or wannabe TV personalities. We don't need people who say they're going to do something and don't do it. We need people who really care on both sides of the fence, who really want to see a unified effort. Do y'all know, I know y'all know the cliche, unity in the community. It is so overly used and seldomly understood. Unity in the community will not happen if there are closed lips and clenched fists. Will never happen. We got to unclench those fists and we have to open those lips, those mouths up. We have to move them and we have to make sure that what's coming out of them is something positive, that's something productive, that's something that's attainable, that's something that we want to see and pass down to our young people so they can continue it. Because once you leave the realm of fussing, fighting, non-communicating, and you start experiencing success, commitment, love, unity in its truest form, you don't want to go back to that other stuff. That's when you're going to see real progress. Guys, y'all not know how much progress can be made if we just sit down and talk with each other. There's differences. Some of our leaders, get some of the people that are hurt in the community and sit them down with some of the local law enforcement so they can understand one another. That's what needs to happen. Some of our politicians who represent some of these areas, get some of those people who are hurt in the community and have them sit down with local law enforcement or whoever they're angry with to talk it out. I tell y'all all the time, y'all sit y'all behinds at home every Martin Luther King holiday. Every Dr. King holiday, you sit your behinds at home, or some of you want to march up and down the street and say this and say that and wear your Dr. King shirts and have all your quotes on Facebook, but you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing jack that's making anything remotely in remembrance to Dr. King and the way he lived. Dr. King taught nonviolence. He taught the nonviolence approach. Dr. King also was a great communicator. So at some point in time, we got to realize we got to start communicating. Quit sitting up there taking these holidays and popping your collars and this, that, and the other like you have contributed to something. You ain't contributed to nothing. Take your behind the work. If you're not wanting success or unity, take your behind the work. Tear your shirts up. Don't even put your quotes on Facebook. Put something else up there. Go to work. But if you're not about successful change, I think you really need to, as Michael said, look at yourself in the mirror. Change only happens when we understand ourselves, when we understand what we are angry about. Then when we understand what we're angry about, we got to understand how not to be angry anymore. What is it going to take for me not to be angry? What is it going to take? And once we find out or we come to the realization of what it's going to take, then we need to start implementing a plan. Now, if we're not implementing a plan, stuck on what it needs, what we want to see happen, then we're not really giving our full heart into the problem. There is a problem in Gastonia. It hurts me to my heart to see some of the things that I have been seeing over the past week, some of the stories I have been hearing. These are people hurting. Because you're hurting doesn't mean you disrupt someone else's life. I can almost promise you, if you're hurting, there's someone like myself that has sat back and has felt your pain, that is feeling your anguish, that wants the change that you say you want. But without communication, it's going to be very hard. I say this to some of the political leaders in the area. Go talk to your people in the community. Go talk to your people in the community. And I'm going to say this tidbit, and I'm going to leave it alone. Everything doesn't fall on the shoulders of your mayor. There is a team, guys. Go talk to the people that you voted for in your community. Ask them to be the missing link between you and whatever it is that you're upset about, to sit down at the table. And from what I've been seeing, it's been local law enforcement that you're upset with. Talk to your representatives to be the mediator, to bring you to the guy. And you know what? I'm not even going to speak for local law enforcement or anything, but I'm willing to bet that they will sit down and talk. I'm willing to bet that. But at this point in time, I think there needs to be a mediator. And I think that those that are put in the position to lead communities step up and be those mediators. It has to happen, y'all. It has to happen. There is some very, very bad things going on in the community. And I'm just hoping that we're able to come up with to some good solutions. We got young people watching us. And I hear people my age right now all the time saying, what's wrong with the young people? They don't get it. No, we don't get it. We got to understand what we need to do first and foremost. We're not going to be able to pass it along to them if we don't do our part. That's something to think about. That's something to think about, and it's something that we need to really start looking at, and we need to start implementing, and we need to really be serious about it. If you love your community like you say you do, and I'm going to tell you, if you're playing and you're saying you love your community, it's going to come out that you don't. You can only play for so long. People are not wanting to fool with a bunch of, what do you call them, jesters? I think that's it, something like that. People don't want to fool with that. They ain't got time for that. They want to really be heard. They want the problems fixed in their community. And some of them that are out here right now that are making their voices heard and loud, I commend you for it, because you should make your voices. You should be able to express what is hurting you in your community. Now, on the flip side of that, it has to be done tactfully. It has to be done respectfully. And it has to be done peacefully. But all these Facebook posts and all these people saying that they want something and they're not doing anything about it, man, y'all better get it together. Get it together. Talk to some of your local politicians. And I know for a fact that there's a few that are willing, ready, and able to be those mediators that you need. Sometimes it's like, do I help or do I not help? But if you're put in a position to help, help. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can't be on the fence. You have to do what needs to be done to make sure that your community gets back to the point where it is going to be a safe, productive, loving, unified community. That has to happen. It don't need to happen only at election time. Let's just go ahead and put that out there, y'all. It don't need to happen only at election time. If it happens only at election time and you fall for it, shame on you. Stop falling for those tricks. And then finally, we have to treat each other right. Y'all, we can't get mad when somebody mistreats us outside our community when we don't treat each other right. We got to treat each other right. We got to start learning how to take care of ourselves, how to support one another, especially those out there doing great things. Y'all, we got so many people that are doing great things in the community that gets absolutely no support. And for the life of me, I don't understand that. I've never understood that. How do you not support someone who's doing something good for your community? How do you not support someone who is doing something good for your children? We got people who are raising money to give less fortunate black, green, blue, brown, purple, orange children book bags, school supplies, entertainment, haircuts. They're doing these things out of the goodness of their heart. But yet and still, we choose not to support these people. Somebody help me understand that. But then during Juneteenth, you got all these people wearing their Juneteenth shirts and hairdos and dashikis and all these Juneteenth posts with the fist up. And, man, take that fist and punch yourself in the head with it if you ain't doing nothing for the community. That's what you do. Do it just like this. That fish you holding, take it, hit yourself in the head. Maybe you will knock some sense into yourself that this is not only about those days. Unfortunately, the black community has to scrape every day to show that we are doing great things in our community. Unfortunately. But we can change that. We can change that if we choose to change that. We can change that if we choose to be one unified unit with one another. If we treat each other right, I promise you, other people ain't gonna have no other choice but to treat you right. People will respect you. People will respect us. Oh, Mr. T-Breeze, you hit that right on the nose. Mr. T-Breeze said people follow trends. Some people are only interested in community when it's popular. When it's popular, that's right. When the camera's on, I just said that. When the camera's on, we got some very, very successful, popular people who love, love, love their community. When the camera's off, we don't see those people. Step around those people. And we need to put the real face of the community. It don't even have to be on camera. Speaking of Minister T-Breeze, he does a lot of things in the community. And I know he doesn't get the support that he's supposed to get. He's busy. He's very busy in the community. His ministry, his church is very busy in the community, giving away free food, free clothes, free wisdom, free knowledge. And he doesn't get the support that he needs. Those are the things we got to change. We can't sit up and say that we love our community when we don't support the ones who are out there in the fields doing things for the community. We're going to have to be better in our approach to love. I told y'all on a show a few weeks ago that love is a very, very dangerous word. Love is a very misused word. Love is a very misunderstood word. And if you don't understand the word love, you shouldn't really use it. Because it's easy to say, but if you don't display it, then that says a whole lot about your character. A whole lot about your character. And saying that, you guys need to go and get your tickets for the Dre Lay Show, the Dre Lay and the Gift Show. It is this Saturday, July 30th. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Show starts at 7. It is going to be a fantastic show. I promise you, you are not going to want to sit down. You'll want to stay up in your seat, stay up out of your seat. It's one of those shows. It is very, very, very well put together. I don't have alcohol. I don't have alcohol, so I'm sorry for those of you who have held not having alcohol against coming to support a young up and coming phenom. Shame on you. Shame on you. You go have your alcohol. If it's got to be like that, nah, I ain't even going to worry about it. Go have your alcohol. But if you want to come and support a young man that is getting ready to do some big things, then I really suggest you come to the show. And I really suggest that you continue to come to the show, because there's not only just one show. He signed for a few shows in this area and outside of this area. So continue to sleep for all you woke people. I can't stand that. All you woke people, continue to sleep. Y'all so woke, you sleeping. You sleep. How do you say? You sleepwalking? That's what it is. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors inspiring males for success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Taste of Me, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Hey, shawty, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, pimpin' on thank go. Big bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
Welcome back to the show, guys. The number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Real quick, guys, I like to, as always, shout out to some of the places that continuously support the show. Tallahassee, Florida, Chicago, South Philly, New York, Gastonia, surrounding area, Houston, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, my goodness. I always forget. I get stuck at this point. Bakersfield, California, Colorado. I appreciate you guys out in Colorado. I appreciate you guys out in Washington State in Tacoma. I appreciate you guys and continuing in Montgomery, Alabama. You guys, please continue to support the show. I do this show for you. Guys, I've been doing this show for over 10 years. I've been doing this show since a long time. I just say that. And I'll never forget my very first celebrity on this show was Little G from the group Silk. And it was a very, very raw and interesting interview. It was a good interview. And I, you know, just went from that and continued to focus on my community. And my community has always been my focus. I don't do things to get up here to pop my collar. I don't do things to try to compete with the next person. I do things because I truly love my community, and I truly love the progress that my community is continuing to make, even though that there are some major setbacks right now. I continue to give my all to my community because I want my community to be that shining, pivotal star that it definitely is in the road to success, in the road to healing, in the road to forgiveness. You know, all those things have to happen in order for us to be successful. And, you know, yes, my community's hurting right now. My community's really hurting right now. And I want my community not to hurt. I want my community to be whole. I want my community to be unified. I want my community to be progressive. And all those things will happen if we understand who we are within our community. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand that it is going to be challenging. It is going to be sometimes heartbreaking. It is going to be very hard, but we got to understand that we have to stay the course. If we don't quit going against one another and trying to be, y'all, this is what kills me. We continue to go against one another and try to be so shady about it. And I think it's absolutely hilarious sometimes. And I can only talk for me. I can only speak for me. I think it's absolutely hilarious when people try to insult my level of intelligence and think I don't know when they're being shady. It's hilarious to me, y'all. But then they would get on Facebook. I'm telling you, Facebook is something. They would get on Facebook and they will pop their collars and beat their chest and act like what they doing is so righteous when the concept might be righteous. But the method and the ideology behind it is not so righteous. It's not so righteous. And people who are in tune spiritually, I'm no minister, now let's get this right, but people who are in tune spiritually will recognize that. I believe that. I have some brothers that are pastors that I love those brothers. And I have no reservations in telling you who they are. That's Pastor Leslie Davis, and that's Pastor Ron J. Barber. I love those brothers. Those are some good brothers. Ron J is a very good brother. Ron J. Crump, very good brother. I love that brother. Leslie Davis, I love that brother. They give me so much guidance. And Ron J. charged that to the head, not the heart. They give me so much guidance. And sometimes they don't even know it. Some of the things that they say, that they post, they don't even know how much it guides me. Those are some true leaders. Those are some true leaders. And Sierra Friday, Young Queen's very, 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 very in tune with what needs to be said on a daily basis. I truly believe that some people, God speaks through people. And some people who don't even know it, God is just using you and moving your mouth and your tongue, and you don't even know it. You think it's coming from you, but it's not. So just know that. Just know that. And then there's some people, I'm not going to call their names, y'all, because they might feel the same way about me. But there's some people that will just be popping their gums and mean everything against what they're saying. They're trying to get likes on Facebook. They're trying to get subscribers on YouTube. They're trying to get followers on TikTok, which all are great things if you're trying to, you know, move your brand. But don't try to trick people to get those things. Don't try to trick people to get those things. And I know I went off in left field, y'all, but I'm saying all of that to say this. We will not be that successful, unified entity that we want to be until we learn to first love ourselves. We got to love ourselves. We have to understand ourselves. We have to understand why we say, do, think, act the way that we do. Once we understand those things, then we'll be able to effectively communicate with people who don't agree with us. That's important. If you can't effectively talk to people who don't think the way you think, then you're going to think everybody's against you all the time. You're going to live in a state of confusion. That's because you don't really know yourself. But once you understand who you are and what your purpose really is, and what you're trying to do, you will attract people who are trying to do the same thing. It's automatic. What is that saying? Birds of a feather flock together? You will attract people who think like you. You will also attract people who don't want you to be successful. And you got to understand that those people are here for a reason also. They are here to disrupt, to dismantle, to dismay, and displease you, your heart, your community, and your progress. Don't let that happen. Look, I'd like to take time to thank you guys for definitely checking out the show today. Please tune in tomorrow because we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Please continue to support the show. I do this show for you. Go get your Dre Lay and gift tickets, guys. Support. That's all I ask. Guys, go get your tickets. They're $8 to $10. Go get your tickets. There's no reason, as the gentleman said, Sax Life said a little while ago at the beginning of the show, there's no reason that Theater Gastonia should not be packed on July the 30th. There's no reason. There's no reason that my 17-year-old phenomenal guitarist son should not be able to look out in that audience and see a whole lot of people that he has seen in the community and outside of the community. If he doesn't, I can't tell you how hurt I would be for the things that I have done for Gastonia and the community, the things that my son has done for the community. I can't tell you how hurt I'll be, but it's okay. We'll move on. We'll move on, and it'll be put in the memory bank. But something in me just tells me that that's not going to be the case. Something is telling me that you are going to show up and show out. July 30th. Gates open at 6 o'clock p.m. Show starts at 7. It's Drelay and the Gift. You guys definitely need to be in tune with that this Saturday. Look for a shop talk with them this week. It's going to be a great show. I hope that you guys go support them because it's going to be well worth it. You're going to wish in a couple of years that you did, so if not sooner than that, that you did support them when you had the chance to. All right. I love you guys. I tell you this each and every day. I love you with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. Guys, make sure that you check out the show tomorrow. You have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live on the day with Jay. I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Peace.